good morning and God bless you all wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And today is a really wonderful day. I'm so thankful, you know. I'm so thankful to God for this new year, and you know, we can really just have our minds focused on God, focused on the things that He really wants us to do, and really setting ourselves a discipline, you know, that you know, motivation isn't always there, and when we're doing things, we might not necessarily, you know, really, at first, really want to do it. But it's not until, especially if it's like an everyday thing or it's a routine that we desire to get ourselves into, then sometimes, at first, we may not have the, you know, the real motivation to do it. But as you get going, then you start to do the things that are encouraged for you to do, whether that be, you know, I really want to start the gym this year, I really want to, you know, just look after my body a little bit more, I want to wake up a little bit earlier, I want to ensure that I don't have my phone half an hour before bed. Those habits that we can make to then break the cycle of certain habits or feelings that we may feel within this modern world right now, that there's so many distractions. And God doesn't want us to be distracted. He wants us really to ensure that we are really being that focused one in the things that we're doing. So really looking at each and every one of our habit patterns. What is your habit pattern? What is something that you really want to accomplish this year? And it could be so small. It could be, you know, the small things that I just spoke of that are then going to make a big impact. You know, I really dedicated myself into ensuring that these past 3 days, in fact, I have ensured that I'm sticking to my hour of speaking in tongues, which beforehand seemed very impossible. But I made the decision and said, nothing is impossible. And it's just like with anything and everything that we get to do within life. Everything is a choice. And we can make that choice to change. You know? There's three C's in life, which are choice, chance, and change. Make the choice to change, to ensure that you to take the chance, to then, to if you want anything to change in your life. So again, the three C's in life, choice, chance, change. You must make the choice to take the chance if you want anything to change in your life. And this is absolutely anything within what you may dedicate yourself into, what the things that really God is really putting in your heart and placing within your heart. You know, there's really good patterns that you can have for your daily routine. Whatever your daily routine is, then you can make the choice to really ensure that you're using every little bit of time wisely. That you're really putting God first and you're going to God with everything. You're not just, being the old you. You know, you may have really had the desire for something and then, you know, something comes up and then, you know, then that habit pattern then slowly turns into the same pattern as you have done for so many other years. And when you, you know, sit down with God, maybe you don't know what you need to change. Maybe you are yet to find out, okay, this is what I need to do. But each and every one of us are wise enough to know our routines, our habits, the things that we do in life that are either going to push us forward or keep us in the same place. So if there's something, anything that you feel that you really want to you really want to do in 2026, and sure to really use every little bit of time, you know, that you're not just surviving, that you're living, that you're, you know, you're not always, you know, doing the things that don't bring the best out in you. And God really puts desires in our heart. And the desires in our heart can be accomplished when we are sure that we are being the one, this really steadfast in all we do. You know, that we're really being that focused one in everything that we do. You know, whether that's, you know, social media can take over, whether that's, you know, come off social media, have a bit of a break, or just discipline your time. And for some people, that might be quite a struggle to do. But really, as I recognised, that going on your phone can be a distraction from the people around you, so you don't need to get into conversation because you may feel unconfident in that area, but you're not going to be able to grow if you're consistently trying to mask. God doesn't want us to mask any of our problems. He wants us to, we are overcomers, and we can overcome every situation, you know, that if God is really pushing you into the direction to either stop something or start something, then go full of steam and do it. Don't be half-hearted. You know, there's no point in being half-hearted in the things that we do, in the practices that God has given us to do. We can have full focus and a full positive mindset that everything this year is going to work out. You know, that even if there's bumps in the road, that we have a God that we can magnify. We have a God that we can praise, that is going to get us through every little bit of situation. Everything that we desire can truly come to pass when we make the decision to make the choice to take the chance to change. To change the things that are no longer serving us. The things that we've all longed for. You know, there's something that maybe you've always wanted to, you know, grab hold of. And that one habit pattern that really has always held you back. 2026 is going to be the year that you're no longer held back. You can do, but you need to set your mind to it. That the things in the world that, you know, that you really want, just take a step back, one year, and then you can change, you know. You can, you know, in the world there's many habit patterns that we can all have, you know, that we can take from, you know. There's great ones, you know, that start to eat more healthy, that we start the gym, that if people drink alcohol, then you stop drinking alcohol for like 6 months. To really ensure that, you know, you're using your time wisely, and actually there's many events that people will go to, and this is very worldly, but many events that people may go to that they may feel that they need alcohol in their system, you know, weddings or parties. That actually, when you say, actually, I am actually going to give this up, I am going to do this for 6 months, then you will start to recognise whether you actually want to do that. Do I actually want to be around these people? Do I actually want to socialise with these people? And if you're in that place, then, you know, I really thank God,
that he can really work a greatness in you, because the sober living is the best living. And, when you make that choice and you see that God is the only one you need, you don't need anything in your system, become more confident, become more talkative, if you do need that, then really have that prayer time. And you know what? If confidence is an issue, it's God's confidence in you that's going to bring a lot about. You know, I came from such a place of addiction that I actually recognise where very much where I am. And actually some hard truths about myself that I never recognised before. But God brought that out of me during a short period of time, and I was like, wow, I didn't recognise that, but now I do. So now, when you recognise and God brings the stuff out that you need to change, then you need to make that choice again. It's all about choices, all about decisions. And this year, you can either have a choice to stay the same or to really exhale high into the person that God has truly made you to be. You know, that you do not need what the world says you need. You do and walk the path that you are with God. You're an individual, and you know, many people, even the people around you, the people closest to you, they may not understand your path. You know, people might not understand why I run so far. People may not understand why I set myself goals. But I know in my strongest place that I was in, the strongest place I was in, then I was really focused at every point with God, with my running, with my eating. And I was so strong. So really, when there was a time where things got a little bit, you know, difficult within that stage, but I recognised where I was. I put a lot of my training over the godly, you know, things that encouraged me to do, and that was a lesson learned. And now I know I have learned that lesson. I know that I can then put the balance there where I can God first and then running. So it's very simple practices that we need to really put ourselves into, you know, really dedicate ourselves to. So anyway, that was really what was on my heart to share today. And God bless you all.